critical thinking is the most important skill you can have when you're living in a world that seems to have lost its mind. Everyone out there is trying to tell you what to think. I want to teach you how to think. In every episode, I'm exposing the logical fallacies being used by advertisers, politicians, influencers, news outlets, social media memes, and maybe even your own best friend. Warning, listening to this podcast will cause you to see bad thinking everywhere. Welcome to the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast. Hey, what's up, thinkers? Kathy Gibbons here. Welcome back to another episode of the Filter Through a Brain Cell podcast, where you get a little smarter and a little harder to fool, hopefully, every time you listen. So let's start off by doing a quick review of something we learned about earlier this season, deepities. I know, it sounds weird, but it really is a thing. So a deepity, well, real quick, first, before I tell you, do you want to hit pause and see if you can remember what a deepity is? So a deepity is a term used to describe a statement that appears to be deep and profound or meaningful at first glance, but upon closer examination, it's actually meaningless or kind of trivial. So the question to ask yourself when something sounds like it could be a deepity is this: it sounds deep, but what does it really mean? All right, if you want to review or hear more about deepities, go back and check out episode 167. Are you looking for a great camp to send your team to this summer to learn about apologetics and worldview? Well, you definitely need to check out Summit Ministries. I just found out they still have a few sessions left that have openings for this summer. So don't wait. If you're even thinking about it, go ahead and register while there's still space. Summit Ministries offers 2-week conferences during the summer. 2 weeks, like you go for 2 weeks at a time, during the summer, where your teens will hear from top leaders in worldview and apologetics. They're going to develop friendships with like-minded teens who share their passion for God. And in short, Summit builds faith that lasts a lifetime. We have several personal friends of ours who have sent their teens to Summit Ministries, and some who have even gone themselves, and they say they can't recommend it more highly. It was a life-changing summer for them or for their kids. So if you have a student between the ages of 16 and 22, send them to Summit for 2 weeks this summer in Georgia and Colorado. They still have a few sessions that have openings left. So if you're even thinking about it, go check it out. And listeners of this podcast can save an additional $200 with the exclusive promo code BrainCell24. So to learn more, go check out summit.org/BrainCell. Okay, y'all, let's dive into today's new fallacy, the appeal to prejudice fallacy. Now, first, I think it might be helpful to define the word prejudice. Merriam-Webster Dictionary defines prejudice as a preconceived judgment or opinion, an adverse opinion or leaning that is formed without just grounds or before getting sufficient knowledge. Or lastly, it's defined as an irrational attitude of hostility directed against an individual, a group, a race, or their supposed characteristics. Okay, so that's prejudice. So the appeal to prejudice fallacy happens when someone uses emotional or loaded words in order to get a specific response from people based on their preconceived ideas or feelings about a particular person or group of people. Okay, here's an example of what that could sound like. In my high school, there was always this argument between the people who played sports and the cheerleaders. The cheerleaders always argued that cheerleading was a sport, and the soccer and basketball and softball players would argue that, nope, cheerleading is not a sport. Mark, the captain of the soccer team, gets up at lunch and announces a fundraiser that will go toward new uniforms for all the, quote, real sports. Instantly, all the cheerleaders get angry, knowing they're intentionally being excluded. Okay, yes, that was a real thing in my high school. But do you see the appeal to prejudice here? By saying real sports, Mark was intentionally playing on the prejudice against cheerleaders, and everyone knew it. So the problem behind the appeal to prejudice is that it's a version of the appeal to emotion fallacy. When someone makes an appeal to prejudice, there's typically some sort of emotional aspect to it, whether it's using emotional words to evoke a response or by playing on the known emotions that one group has toward another. In fact, I would say that the appeal to prejudice is a combination of an appeal to emotion and an ad hominem attack. We tend to think of prejudice as being specifically about someone's race, and that's definitely true. However, technically, people can have prejudice about any group of people: city folks versus country folks, vegans versus carnivores, vaccinated versus unvaccinated, Catholics versus Protestants, Dallas Cowboy fans versus everybody else. Okay, I'm kind of joking about that last one, but you get the idea. And yes, it can apply specifically to race or ethnic background, but it can cover other people groups too. One example that I've seen a few times recently has been the appeal to prejudice against Israel and Jews. Right now, the conflict between Israel and the Palestinians in Gaza has been going on for several months, and people in support of both sides have very strong emotions for or against either the opposite people group. And as you know, I've always been interested in learning about World War II and the Jewish Holocaust, and I never imagined that I would ever live to see the day when Jewish people were being maligned again the way that they used to be. But I'm seeing it happen. In their zeal to support the people in the Gaza Strip, I've seen some people make horribly prejudicial statements against Jewish people. And I want to be fair and say I've seen people who support the Jewish people also make prejudicial statements against the Palestinians. So yes, prejudice can and does go both ways. So the question to ask yourself if you think someone is committing the appeal to prejudice fallacy is this: are they trying to play on people's preconceived ideas or feelings? Yep, it's pretty simple, right? Are they trying to play on people's preconceived ideas or feelings? Okay, y'all, that's it for today. Remember, when you learn how to think, you will no longer fall prey to those who are trying to tell you what they want you to think. And it all starts with asking one simple question. Is that really true? I would love to hear from you. Do you have questions about fallacies and cognitive biases? Are you now starting to see and hear them everywhere around you too? Well, send them in. They just might get featured on the podcast. You can email them to me at think@filteritthroughabraincell.com, or you can connect with me on Instagram at filteritthroughabraincell. And if you want to be notified about when new episodes come out and all the things that we're doing, go to www.filteritthroughabraincell.com and sign up to receive email updates. I would love it if you would help us on our mission to teach society how to think well. Please subscribe, leave us a review, and share this podcast with people.